Happy New Year and welcome to 2021 for Mac Minutes, episode 109, Uninterrupted Power Supplies Protect Your Apple Devices and Bandkeeper Keeps Your Apple Watch Bands Organized. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's now go to the show. This week's episode will look at how uninterrupted power supplies, commonly referred to as a UPS, protect your Apple devices and review the Bandkeeper storage system for your new Apple Watch bands. Before I get started, I would like to wish all my Mac Minutes listeners a Happy New Year. We will now talk about the accessory you should have for all those high-priced electronics you've received over the holidays. I'd love to talk to you about the M1 new MacBook Air or Mac Mini, and we'll do that eventually. But this podcast is dedicated to what you need to know now versus marketing a device from a holiday advertiser. You probably won't get a UPS as a present, so it's up to you to go down to your local electronics store and buy one. It's a backup, uninterrupted power supply. I've got to admit, buying a UPS to me is about as interesting as getting socks for Christmas or going out to replace my water heater. It's something we need, take for granted, and makes our life better. But you know what? Without a UPS, your nice powered Apple devices and accessories are vulnerable, especially with the electrical grid being so vulnerable to natural disasters. We experience it here every few weeks, and I'm sure you do too elsewhere. So this is a serious talk we need to have as tech enthusiasts. Having a UPS, it often guarantees power and protection for your electronics in your home and business. And many of us are working from home with the COVID-19 epidemic. I commonly hear from people losing data from their devices or it suddenly stops working after their power went out or after it has just returned. It beleaguers me how a person can spend hundreds or if not thousands of dollars on a new MacBook or a new electronic device such as a computer or a gaming device and put it at risk of a devastating incident. This is especially true in areas where there are frequently power outages due to maintenance, weather, and accidents. As those who listen to Mac Minutes know, I live in Anchorage, Alaska, where we frequently lose power due to one or more of these causes. In areas such as interior Alaska, which is frequented by lightning, these UPSs offer another layer of protection. Incidents like these are becoming even more devastating with the decreasing capability to repair these electronic devices. In fact, one name brand manufacturer selling computers now have reportedly no serviceable items, so a damaged power supply would mean a catastrophic loss when it could have been prevented by a UPS. The UPS provides backup power during outages and unsafe voltage fluctuations, such as damaging surges and spikes, and is the perfect choice to protect your data and keep you connected. A typical event can be viewed on the evening national news any night of the week, resulting in an unplanned power outage. Whether you attribute this to climate change is not for debate here on the Mac Minutes podcast, but the fact it appears to be happening more frequently is a concern of this podcast. We've all seen it. The power goes out or flickers. The unprotected computer shuts down, potentially damaging the power supply, along with hopefully saving the document. With a UPS, power continues to flow to your computer while notifying you of an audible alarm. Another scenario is during a brownout when the UPS will switch to battery power when the incoming power drops below a safe voltage level. In either case, you will have a limited time to save your work and power down. Depending on the UPS and the power requirements from the electronics, this could be a few minutes to an hour. In any case, your data and electronics will be safe. There are different types of UPS supplies from various manufacturers to choose from depending on your power requirements. The more power capacity of your UPS, the more expensive. Most UPSs cost between $35 and $150 US and are available from several retail stores, often on sale on the start of the new year. In fact, I picked mine up at Office Depot, who had them on sale. To decide on which model to buy, you first need to figure out how large of a volt ampere or VA capacity you need. Every UPS comes with a VA rating, like an inexpensive 350 VA. Some are more expensive UPSs exceeding 1000 VA. This is a way of describing the total power capacity of the battery. Manufacturers will usually display the VA rating prominently on the listing or packaging. The higher the VA rating, the more power the UPS can supply for a longer period, and the more it will likely cost. When purchasing a UPS, be sure the VA specifications for the equipment you plan to connect are used. The VA figure is normally 1.6 times or 167% of the power consumption in watts. So if you have a device that needs 100 watts, you would need a 160 VA rating UPS. Now this works backwards from VA to watts. You can multiply the VA rating of the power supply by 0.6 or 60% to get a good idea of its power delivering capability in watts. For most users, anything more than 600 VA will give you a few minutes of power in which to shut your computer off safely. You will only need to spend the money for a higher VA rating if you have a large power drawing device and if you want the ability to run your devices for many minutes while the power is off. This might be a necessity if you use a health device which needs to keep running, such as a CPAP. The higher-end UPS models offer more outlets, increased power along with protection for data and phone lines. Buying UPSs online can have high mailing costs due to their weight and sometimes non-availability due to mailing restrictions on batteries. This is especially true for those Alaskan Mac Minutes listeners. Furthermore, if the UPS is defective after the sale, the mailing expense would be substantial. I have personally used APC UPSs made by Schneider Electric for many years without problems and have worked as intended. There are many good manufacturers out there. I have had to replace batteries after several years. I would say if you stick to a common manufacturer, the easier it will be to find replacement batteries. The tendency to plug them in and forget them exists. So date marking and testing the UPS every year or so is recommended. Some UPSs will even indicate when the battery needs replaced. The model I use offers battery and surge protected outlets and just surge protected outlets. I use the battery outlets for my computers and just the surge outlets for my less vital devices. On the battery side, you will need two power outlets for your computer and your monitor as a minimum. I would also recommend outlets for your cable modem and router. This is because the internet connection will be off and operational even when the power goes out. So four battery and surge outlets are recommended. Remember, the more devices you plug in, the less time your UPS will be operational. For the surge outlets, I would attach computer accessories such as scanners, digital phones, and other items which need protection, but probably aren't needed during an outage. So before we get too far into 2021, spend the extra money and get the peace of mind the device will be around for a while, or that school report or work tasker, which is almost finished, isn't lost. Now it's time to move on to our Bandkeeper accessory. This is another accessory that will keep your life organized. It stores all your Apple Watch bands. I organize my bands into colors, materials, and styles, much to the content of my OCD. I can put them away on a shelf when they're not being used. The binder has 1.5-inch rings, which comfortably hold 8 pages for 40 bands. The product comes with four pages, and additional pages are available. The three-ring 8.5 by 11-inch binder provides a method to secure each sleeve within the band keeper. The magnetic closure keeps the binder secure. The clear sleeves allow you to view your bands and organize them as you would wish, according to color, style, and manufacturer. It stores upright on any shelf for easy access. This is a great gift for an Apple Watch enthusiast. The Band Keeper is available for $39.95 and is available to order at www.bandkeeper.com. So that's all we have for the Mac Minutes podcast for this week. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net or at www.macminutespodcast.com. Other places you can catch Mac Minutes is at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Facebook has a Mac Minutes Facebook group which has special events, articles from the top tech journalists, open discussions, and more. We will be joining the Alaskan Apple Users Group on January 13th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time for a Zoom conference event with renowned Apple educator Dan Wasik from Dan's Tutorials. You can find the Zoom link by joining the Facebook group, which is free. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes Podcast. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podchaser, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartMusic, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. I hope you have a great week, and we will see you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe and be well. Thank you again for listening.